Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Michael Ward is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Michael, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us about your proposal.
Okay. I wanted to surprise my girlfriend at the time. And so when I was at work, I decided to, I might as well propose here at work. So I was talking to my manageress, Patty, and I told her what I wanted to do. And I was going to ring Sandra and tell her, bring me down something. I don't know, just bring me down something so I could get her in the store. And then my manageress, Patty, came out and she goes, well, if that was me, I would kill you. And I said, why? And she goes, she's coming down here. She just thinks she's bringing you down something. She's probably going to be in her sweats or something like that, tracksuit and runners or whatever. I said, oh, good thinking. So I got to thinking then about, right, what should I do here? So then I came up with a plan that I told Sandra that Tesco was having a promotion for St. Valentine's Day.
You work in Tesco in Galway, isn't it, Michael?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. In Uchterard, is that the branch or the shop you're in?
It is, yeah. Yeah, Uchterard branch, yeah. So I came along and I told Sandra this, right, Tesco are having promotion of Valentine's Day, so they're going to just want a picture of a couple buying some flowers or chocolates, all that kind of stuff, so you need to doll up with it. So she was kind of, oh, God, Michael, right, so I come down. So then she come down then and she was saying, like, where's the photographer? You're like, why are all these people just standing around? I said, ah, they'd be here any second anyhow. So then the video then shows the rest.
I'm watching the video as I'm talking to you. So Sandra lands down to Tesco for this promotional day that's happening in the shop in Uchterard. And there you are at the self-checkout desk down on bended knee.
This is it.
Did she kill you?
No, she was a stopsmack. As you can see from the video,
She
had nothing, Joe. At least I got her on camera being speechless for a change.
Sandra is with us here on the line, Michael, now as well. You said yes anyway, Sandra.
I did eventually, Andrea.
Eventually?
it took me a while. I was in complete shock. I didn't expect it at all. And I had been back visiting my grandmother that day and I was more annoyed that I had to come in to do this. So, yeah, no, we were putting things through as if we were shopping. And I thought his manager was taking pictures. And I kept saying, it's not a video, is it? And he kept moving around and fidgeting and pulling out his phone. And I said, what are you doing? I was very cranky, to be honest.
And you'd no idea. You'd no idea at that stage, even when she was going around, you know, kind of shuffling around with the camera.
No, you see, I was just focused on her and I thought she was just taking photos. I didn't realise that they were taking photos from different angles or videos from different angles. If you saw the video, the panty took out, it's even longer. No, that's the one. That's not the one she took. The other one, there's a bit of choice language in, so.
Is there? Well, the bit that I'm laughing at is the lady, the other lady who's in the background, who's actually checking out her items at the cash desk. You know, she's putting them all through with the self-checkout while Michael is down
on yeah.
one knee.
Yeah.
And she turns yeah. around then and she's just sort of stopping staring at the pair of you. Looking at what's
yeah,
going
and
on.
If you see the reactions of other people from the other angle, there was one lady who literally just did a big, huge double take. And then there was a whole gang of them standing there watching. And it was, I'm not really one for being on public display like that. And so it was quite nerve-wracking. But yeah, of course I said yes.
it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, Michael, yeah. Had you any idea there were other customers, you know, there at the self-checkout at the time?
Yeah, kind of realised they were there, John. I wanted to pick a kind of time where it's kind of, well, there's always going to be customers, so I couldn't really do much, you know. But I said, anyways, this'll throw her off any suspicions.
Yeah.
Because it's a normal work day and normal work hours.
Michael,
so this is just brilliant. Like, it was just the down on one knee and some guy shouts, come on, I need the checkout.
Are you serious? Somebody's yeah. like, hurry up and make up your mind there, will you, Sandra?
And that's what you can see. That's what you can see in the other video, actually, is that I just went, Stabbing out, lads. This is my moment.
Yeah. Well, you were dead. You were dead, right? I'd say, though, Michael, I'd say there's, you know, you're very lucky with Sandra, because I'd say there's plenty others would have absolutely killed you if you got down on one knee and proposed at the self-checkout.
Yeah.
Very close.
Had you always planned to do something a little bit different, Michael?
I did, because early in the year we just talked about not getting married. And I said, you know what?
You thought you'd come up with something. It's gas. It's one of the most novel ones I've ever heard of. What did your family and friends say, Sandra?
Oh, they thought it was hilarious. I sent them the video straight away when I had it, and they thought it was lovely, first of all, but they had nobody had any clue. He hadn't told anybody. So they didn't have... They were what? They were very shocked.
Yeah.
And now, of course, it's all over, you know, the internet, and that's kind of freaks me out a bit.
Yeah, well, that's... Do you know what?
Not Michael.
Yeah, I did wonder that, and even just as well, like, proposing in a public place like that, Michael, is it, or even just in front of people that you don't really know, does it put more pressure, well, on you and on Sandra, I suppose?
No, it didn't cost me a thought.
What about you, Sandra?
I knew I was going to say no, but I couldn't compute what he was actually saying to me. It took me a minute, more than a minute, to actually, I thought it was a joke. I thought this was all, I said, are you having a laugh? And his manager said, no, this is real. And that's when I just said, and I had to sit down, of course.
on the checkout where you put
just
the basket.
Kind of confused. Yeah,
brilliant.
Exactly.
Absolutely brilliant.
What's the plan
for the wedding? Have you? I know it's. I know this is only a recent proposal, but have you any plans yet?
In the next 3 to 5 years.
He keeps saying that. He thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah. What's the rush? Listeners says shopping makes me so cranky. I'm so contrary whenever I'm shopping when somebody asks me a question. Never mind asking me to marry them in the middle of the store. There's two great messages in, or three, I should say, actually, from listeners. There's one texter who says, I think you've all earned yourselves a few club card points with your proposal and test. Go. Somebody else suggesting that you guys should get free Romanticus for life, absolutely, from Tesco. And if Tesco and their PR team are tuned in, which I think they are today, there's a listener has come up with a great suggestion for your new Valentine's campaign, which is Michael and Sandra on the front of your Tesco banners with the line "Where true romance blossoms." Michael and Sandra, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the show today. Yeah, congratulations and best wishes as well. That's just a brilliant, great. That is a fantastic story. And the video as well, worth watching as well. We've it up on our on Twitter or on X at Lunchtime Live NT. You can see it on all of our socials as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.